And now it's time for My Job Rocks. It's our weekly segment where we talk to you about your unique or interesting job. And this week, a woman who records life stories and family histories for a living. Carol Hornibrook runs So Tell Me More, a company that does this very thing. She joins us from her office in San Francisco. Carol Hornibrook, welcome to The Motley Fool and My Job Rocks.
Hi, David. How are you?
A real pleasure to have you, Carol. Thank you. I'm doing very well today, this holiday weekend, and I'm wondering, for starters, sounds like such an interesting business, recording people's family histories for a living. How does the business work, Carol?
What happens is I approach people or they approach me with their interest in having their either parents recorded or an aunt or an uncle. And then I talk to the person who's going to be interviewed.
The star of the show.
Right, absolutely. And run through with them a number of questions that I think they should keep in mind and help them really lay out what their life is like. And then I go to their homes usually, set up the lighting and the sound system, and then start recording them. And they often say, especially people who record oral histories, that it's really important to have a non-family member do it, because if you have a family member, sometimes it shades the actual way that a person approaches a story.
And the result will be a treasured video. For now, we have a brief audio clip that kind of demonstrates your work. And let's roll that clip of a 70-year-old African-American woman discussing attending the Negro baseball leagues.
And then we would go to the ball game, to Greenlee Field. What we saw were the Negro League baseball games. So I saw the Birmingham Black Barons and the Pittsburgh Crawfords and the Homestead Grays.
And so we get sort of a flavor of the output. What does this cost?
Well, there are different packages. If you do the 1 hour where you would get what I consider the basic stories that a person has, that's a $600 package. Let me just also mention that I do interweave into these stories pictures that people give me, home movie clips like 8 and Super 8, etc. And so it really, it's not just a stagnant, it's one story after another. It really becomes a video portrait of the person, so that it really tells their story in a really quite beautiful way. I end up editing it, putting on a DVD, as we've said, and then, as you mentioned, it becomes a lasting memory that they can pass down from generation to generation.
So, sort of like A&E biography for the rest of us.
Exactly, exactly.
So if you're not already leading with that marketing line, which you may well be, feel free to borrow it from me.
Okay,
although,
thank you.
Although maybe you and I both have to pay A&E. Carol, why are life and family histories so important?
Well, because, you know, we're a culture right now where, you know, we don't really speak to each other on a regular basis in terms of what has happened in our past, what it was like, especially for our parents who lived through so many, you know, lived through so many changes in terms of technology that's now available to us that wasn't available back then. I mean, some of the folks that I've interviewed lived in places where they were pumping water, where they still had outhouses at that time. I mean, all kinds of interesting situations that, you know, we're just not in touch with anymore. And also, they're the generation that knows best where the generation before them came from, who they were, what they did. And that gives you such a sense of your roots when you better understand and have some kind of preservation of that type of information. And the last thing, let me just say, is the reason I went into video histories as opposed to oral histories is because it's just wonderful when you see someone speaking about an event that's happened in their lives, and if it's a really happy event or a very sad event, you just see it in their eyes. Their eyes light up when they talk about something, or you can really tell that this is something that really has impacted their lives.
Carol Hornibrook records life and family histories for a living. You can learn more about her company at sotellmemore.com. Carol Hornibrook, thanks for joining us on My Job Rocks, and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too, David. Bye-bye.
Does your job rock? Well, to be featured on My Job Rocks, call us at 866-NPR-FOOL. Up next, the business behind It's a Wonderful Life. You're listening to The Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR.